And as the vice president has said, perhaps we can finally turn the page to a new Middle East, like President Trump did with the Abraham Accords his first term. Yeah. Let's give this a chance his second term. But Margaret, I want to be very clear. As Secretary Rubio said, we know the type of people that we're dealing with. We have condemned them for killing 40 to 50,000 of their own citizens in just a weekend. Yeah. They hold Americans hostage. They've never returned the remains of Bob Levinson, a former contractor from 20 years ago. We know
who
we're dealing with.
They have six Americans hostage right now.
But the difference with the Obama administration is going to be all about verification, no trust, and all verify whatever they put down on paper. And we know, and the other piece too is it's backed by credible military force that the previous administrations took off the table, removed their leverage. We are going in with a devastated Iranian economy, a devastated Iranian military, and perhaps with some carrots that will be verified and pay for performance. That we'll see a better deal this time.
I know the families of hostages appreciate you mentioning them. Many were disappointed that their families were not included in any kind of goodwill gesture. There are six Americans being held. But back to the deal. The vice president indicated some of
But Margaret, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's a very important point. And I want those families to know their loved ones are not forgotten. And this president's record in getting Americans home is unparalleled from any president in modern American history. So I just want them to hear that loud and clear.